This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Dozens dead in Texas tractor trailer.
Hot to the touch. No signs of water.
Deadly Amtrak derailment.
There was just this huge bump, and I was launched forward.
The man who shot a president.
I'm sorry to the Reagan family.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. We begin this morning with breaking news from Washington. CBS's Scott McFarlane has more on new evidence and witness testimony that's prompted a surprise hearing today for the House panel investigating the Capitol attack.
CBS News has learned that Cassidy Hutchinson is expected to testify. Hutchinson was an executive assistant for Mark Meadows, who was former President Trump's chief of staff. Hutchinson's testimony could be key because it could reveal if her former boss or President Trump played a role in the alleged campaign to pressure then Vice President Mike Pence, the Justice Department, and local election officials to help overturn the 2020 election.
Mr. Jordan talks.
In a closed-door deposition earlier this year, Hutchinson told the committee close to a half dozen Republican members of Congress asked for a pardon after the panel claims those lawmakers spread election lies.
An awful scene inside a sweltering tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas. Mayor Ron Nirenberg says 46 migrants are dead. 16 others needed hospital treatment. CBS's Omar Villafranca says an investigation's underway and three people are in custody.
The first 911 calls came in just before 6 in the afternoon local time after a city worker in the area heard a cry for help coming from a nearby tractor trailer. That witness then found the doors partially opened with a number of deceased individuals inside. When officials arrived on the scene, the enormity of the tragedy became clear.
We're not supposed to open up a truck and see stacks of bodies in there.
Temperatures in the area yesterday ranged from the high 90s to the low 100s.
It was a refrigerated tractor trailer, but there was no visible working AC unit on that rig.
The sheer number of dead in this latest incident is once again shedding light on a migrant crisis along the southern border and the human smugglers who get them there and beyond.
Now to small town Mendon, Missouri, scene of yesterday's Amtrak derailment. At least three people were killed, more than 40 hurt. The train slammed into a dump truck at a crossing. It was going from L.A. to Chicago. Passengers were sent flying.
We're going over. My side of the window is now the floor, and the other side of the train is now the ceiling.
Kind of terrifying realizing just how close I was to not being here right now.
A federal investigation is underway. There's been a flurry of action in states on abortion. Judges in Louisiana and Utah have temporarily blocked trigger bans. And in California, CBS's Steve Futterman tells us,
lawmakers have voted to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot. The amendment would guarantee that women in the state have the right to an abortion. It would prevent the government from interfering with both the right to an abortion and contraceptives. The move to place the issue on the ballot began last week, just hours after the Supreme Court decision. It is supported by California Governor Gavin Newsom.
In Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers vows to grant clemency to any doctors who face prosecution under an 1849 law banning nearly all abortions in the state. Overseas, the aftermath of a Russian missile attack on a shopping mall in central Ukraine. At least 18 people were killed, dozens more hurt. CBS's Ramey Innocencio is on scene.
Thick smoke swirled from the shopping complex Monday afternoon, a sign far and wide that Russian forces had struck again. At the hospital, this injured man said he saw lots of wounded people, burned people, some covered in blood. His wife sent a blast through her into the air. It's really scary. I tell women who left the country with their kids, don't come back. G7 leaders meeting in the German Alps said the attack was abominable and promised nearly $30 billion in new aid for Ukraine.
In New York, it's sentencing day today for Ghislaine Maxwell, who was convicted of helping Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse underage girls. Prosecutors say she deserves 30 to 55 years in prison. Her lawyers want a sentence of no more than 5 years.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
NATO leaders are meeting in Spain. President Biden is among them. CBS's Steve Dorsey is in Madrid.
NATO leaders are preparing to discuss a major expansion of its rapid reaction force nearly eightfold in the face of threats from Russia in Ukraine and elsewhere. NATO is also expected to discuss efforts by Finland and Sweden to join, despite opposition from Turkey.
Correspondent Cammy McCormick tells us FDA advisors are meeting today to decide whether to recommend updated COVID-19 vaccines.
Health officials would like to prevent another COVID resurgence in the fall. The key will be finding the best vaccine. Dr. David Agus.
I think on a regular cadence, we're going to have a combination of variants. And the hope is science will figure out points on the spike protein that can change so that if you get a good immune response, it'll be lasting against all of the potential variants.
The time is quickly running out. If human trials are to be conducted, that takes months, and the virus is evolving very quickly. Even a vaccine that targets Omicron may now be outdated.
In a state budget that will be approved later on this week, California households would get up to $1,050 to help offset the highest gas prices in the country, topping $6 a gallon. In San Francisco...
Yeah, I could actually really use that right now. Pay the bills, we take care of business, you know, food and such.
Talking about the Bay Area, $1,000 is like $50. Really is meaningless.
AAA now says the national average for a gallon of regular is $4.88. In his first broadcast interview since restrictions on him were lifted by a court, we're hearing from the man who tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan in 1981 and spent 30 years at a psychiatric facility. John Hinckley spoke with CBS's Major Garrett.
Would you like them to consider forgiving you?
Yes, they probably can't, but I wish they would.
Do you want to give them a reason to?
I feel terrible for what I did, and I've had remorse for many years for what I did, and if I could take it all back, I would. I swear, I would take it all back.
Major League Baseball has suspended 12 players or coaches on the Angels and Mariners after a benches clearing brawl during their game on Sunday.
Holy smokes, we got a full melee going on in the on-deck circle.
L.A. interim manager Phil Nevin got a 10-game suspension. Seattle outfielder Jesse Winker got 7 games.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone, and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Hundreds of young people all over the country just suffered a major setback. Their intense 3-week summer program has been scrapped.
Johns Hopkins University's Center for Talented Youth says it can't find enough staff for the session. The Washington Post reports that about 870 teens got the news by email that their session had been canceled. Some were already packed and others were already on the way. The competitive programs for 2nd to 12th graders can cost thousands of dollars. They've been operated by Johns Hopkins for 43 years at college campuses and other locations throughout the country. The executive director of the program admits the failure to notify notify families in a timely manner is wholly unacceptable. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
A lot to see on the weather map. Three separate potential tropical systems are in the Atlantic. One in the Gulf of Mexico could bring a soaking rain to parts of Louisiana and Texas later this week. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.